Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, in addition to arms and combat, there's some soft opposition, soft sanctions, cultural sanctions against Russia, the whole idea being to isolate them, limit them, make them pariahs. When they barge into the party, the music stops, the host comes to the door and says, "Dog, get out of here." That gets to people after a while. The Russians have a deep-seated inferiority complex, and they have for at least 1,000 years. I was in Russia, in Moscow and St. Petersburg, in June 1997, with a delegation from our Justice Department, going around talking to groups of lawyers, prosecutors, members of the various governments, parliament, about our legal system. That was the height of glasnost. That was the height of cooperation between the United States and Russia. Soviet Union had been disbanded some years before. Boris Yeltsin was president. We were treated very well. And I've mentioned this before on the air, but I'm going to mention it again. After one of the talks about our justice system, guy comes up to me, real nice guy. And he said, "Mr. Flynn, you had a lot of nice things to say about our culture." And I did. I'm a fan of Pushkin, Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky. He said, "Well, if we're so great, how come we're so backward?" That's what he said to me. I said, "Well, look, it has nothing to do with you or your national character. It has to do with geography. We have two oceans, the Pacific and the Atlantic, that have protected us from wars in Asia and Europe for hundreds of years. You have nothing. You're landlocked practically in some respects. You have China to the east, the Mongols. You have Islamist countries to the south. You have the Ottoman Empire and Turks to the west. You have spent 1,000 years or more being besieged by these kinds of cultures. And I don't know what our country would be like if we didn't have two oceans." That's what I said. I don't know. I mean, if that made him feel better, I don't think it made him feel better. I don't make him, but he was a nice guy. We had a nice talk. Well, now the idea is to isolate them further because of the genocidal sadist that is running them, Putin. So Wimbledon just announced that they will bar any players from Russia and Belarus. And they've done exactly the right thing. Exactly the right thing. The Olympics should bar them the next time around. I'll tell you what, the U.S. Open in New York should bar them. The French Open coming up should bar them. These are all the class events of tennis. And Wimbledon is probably the oldest, or one of the oldest, and the one that has the most foufra. You know, the queen is there, all these women, these unbelievably unusual hats with birds on them and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's beautiful. It's like some sort of Edwardian opera, you know. And there's a lot of prestige to it. It's sort of like the Masters in golf. And so these characters can be barred. And some of them are apparently pretty good. I don't think any Russian or Belarusian is number one, either in men's or women's tennis, but they're pretty high up there. They can't come. They can't come. And this wounds them terribly. And they go, "Well, we promised to stop drugging our teenage speed skaters." "Oh, really? Thank you, Tavares. For some reason, I don't believe you. You've drugged them forever." There was that girl, that speed skater in the Olympics. She was unbelievable. She was really quite good, Russian. Then it came out she'd been taking illegal medications. And then she sort of fell apart, too much pressure. That's the way the Russians are. They abuse their own people. But Wimbledon's doing exactly the right thing. The so-called tennis players union, I mean, whatever that is, they go, "Oh, no, this is wrong." And this fellow, Jovic, whatever his name is, the Serbian guy who refused to take the vaccine, and then he couldn't play in the Australian Open, and he's a pain in the neck, and he's going, "We got to let the Russians in." Well, let me tell you something, my friend. Serbia is pro-Russian. Vukic, their president, is demonstrably pro-Russian. Very, very similar cultures. So we're not going to be taking lessons in dictation from Serbia about Russia. Okay, so I don't want to hear from you anymore, and you better take the vaccine or they shouldn't let you play anyway. This is what's going on. Freeze them out. Deny visas to anybody from Belarus or Russia who tries to compete in international sports in the United States. Now, you can say some of these poor people probably are against the war. They probably are. There was one tennis player who put up this kind of pathetic little sign on TV as he was interviewed going, no war or something, and he took a hell of a lot of abuse. Here's the problem. They have relatives back in Russia. If they get up there and say, I would like Alexei Navalny, who's in jail right now, he's a great dissident, to be my president, they're liable to kidnap their mother and torture her. This is a Nazi state. I get it. I think what we can tell these athletes, musicians, conductors, speed skaters, intellectuals, professors who want to come to the United States, regrettably, Tavares, you are not going to get a visa because you are a citizen of the Nazi state, the Nazi terror state. We are going to ostracize and we are going to make a pariah of Russia and Belarus. Why Belarus? A lot of the Belarusians don't like their government. This guy Lukashenko is a thug, Putin guy. Putin has plans to, did have plans before Lukashenko got in to invade Belarus like Ukraine. Now he owns Belarus. Belarus rammed through with Lukashenko a referendum to merge Belarus with Russia. Belarus is a Slavic country just to the west of Russia. It has borders with Poland. Lukashenko, the pig, said he's going to invite Russia to put nuclear weapons on the Belarusian-Polish border. So how do you get to them? You get to them by putting pressure on the citizens. People over there, I mean, they drug their teenage athletes. People over there spend their entire lives ice skating or speed skating or ice dancing or tennis or something to be the best in the world. Don't let them in. And to all these clowns in the unions, tennis unions and this union and that union of athletes, these aren't regular unions. These aren't like the machinists, the electrical workers, the UAW, the ones I worked with all my life and respect and are very, very important to the labor. These are a lot of prima donnas, a lot of loudmouths who make a lot of money. They don't care about anybody but themselves. And now they want, what, Ruskies and Belaruskies in? Oh, okay, yeah, there's genocidal sadists there, but, you know, F them if they can't take a joke. No, we're not putting up with that. And this guy Jovic, this guy from Serbia, shooting his mouth off, won't take the vaccine. And now the clown wants, what, Russians in? Well, he's not getting Russians in. He's not getting in himself unless he takes the vaccine. So Wimbledon did the right thing. What's coming up is going to be the U.S. Open in New York and the French Open. There's a so-called Grand Slam. There's Wimbledon, the French Open, the U.S. Open. I think Australia is now considered part of it, too. It's got to be said to the Ruskies, and the message has to come through their citizenry. You're not getting visas. You're not getting visas. And while we're at it, instead of just grabbing the yachts of these oligarchs, a lot of them are paying cash that they stole from their government for expensive estates in Florida, Atlanta, and New York. Don't just freeze them, confiscate them and send the money to Ukraine and put some in our treasury for the arms we have to send Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. The long, it's so long, the long.